Welcome in, 3HO 104.5 The Zone. I know, I was on air. Happy Friday to you. Welcome in, everybody. Don Davenport on fire already.
Yep. Because,
you know why?
Will Bowling
and Lucas Panzeca come in and fill in. Love them. Thank you to them for helping out and filling in. But they come in, they fill in, and then they mess with all the headphones, and they mess with all the chairs, and they mess with the cameras, and now everything's messed up. And happy Friday to you. Don Davenport alongside Joe Hunk behind the glass and Ron Slay.
I'm in the building. Good Friday.
Yes. Juneteenth.
Yeah.
We're 40 seconds in.
40 seconds in and she's already fired.
Yeah, it's definitely that means it's serious. It's serious, Joe Hunk.
Well, this is a full disclosure show.
Without question.
I came in. No makeup on today. It's a Friday. So if you're watching on 104.5 The Zone TV, be nice. Don't do what Slade did and said, did you just wake up, Alex? I'm kidding. He really didn't.
Oh, dang.
He really didn't.
Even I'm not that dumb.
You know better than that. You know I
wouldn't. But I figure it's a Friday. I'll build her up. It kind of feels like, there's a lot of people that are off because of Juneteenth. That is an official company holiday for our company. Mm-hmm. And so it just feels like it's sunny out. It's nice. You know, it kind of feels like a low-key kind of day, doesn't it? Mayor's gone, you know? I mean.
It wasn't a lot of traffic either outside, so it was kind of cool, you know? But, hey, not too hot, not sticky hot anyway. It's hot, but not a sticky hot. So, good going into Juneteenth. Barbecue, Juneteenth. Happy Father's Day.
Yeah.
Father's Day weekend. So, shout out to the fathers. I'm shouting out the fathers all day today.
Yes.
Because after this weekend, fellas, we back to the cellar. It's back to the cellar.
So
they'll lock us away.
I will say this. I had the conversation with Mr. Babs.
Here we go.
About, you know, what you guys are always saying that fathers, you know, they don't get the greatest gifts on Father's Day.
Correct.
Because I put Mr. Babs three gifts. They're bag. I didn't wrap them. That is one.
Babs.
I just threw them in a bag with some tissue paper
hey, look
coming
at
out.
Him, man.
I know. I got four dogs and a 1-year-old and a
full-time job. Babs.
Ain't nobody got time to wrap and make it look good, right? So I just threw them in bags. But I said, and this was while he was gone, and he came back to the house. I was like, look, Father's Day, all the cards are there, you know, daddy on it, whatever. It's all ready. It's all sitting in front of the fireplace. It's all pretty. It all matches.
Right.
You know, and I'm like, do you think that you get bad gifts on Father's Day? And he's like, oh, yeah, dads get screwed. Father's Day, birthdays, Christmas, all of it. He was like, dads always get we're done. I'm like, really? Really, this is a real thing. This is what you dads think.
Yes.
Yes.
Without question. You should have asked him, like, that's what would have been good.
No.
If you would have asked him, hey, man, what's a bad gift you think you've gotten?
Oh, my gosh. What if he says exactly what I got him?
One time I got a coffee cup.
I love it.
And
there are a couple in the cupboard that I was like, but this one is different.
And I think the reasoning behind it is because we focus so much on making sure the kids are getting everything they want and that the wife gets everything that they want.
Oh, here we go.
No. And I'm not trying to be mad about it because they're so picky that then, because my wife has even said this, oh, crap, it's December 12th, and I haven't even thought about your Christmas yet. And I'm like, thank you.
Well, but here's my problem, okay? Like, and my dad is the worst at this. Like, growing up, I never knew what to get him because, one, my dad is, like, the cheapest man alive, right? Like, don't you dare pay full price for a T-shirt when you can go and get it on clearance, you know, plus the senior discount on Sunday. Like that is how we shop in our house, right?
Wrong.
I like it.
I mean, he's right, but at some point, like, come on, dude. So you can't buy him anything full price, like clothing wise, because he gets mad.
Mm-hmm.
And then if he ever wants something like big or nice, he just goes and gets it for himself.
That's
Mr. Babs does that.
I do that. Too.
Slay, you do that. I know Mayor does that. You know, so you guys are putting us in a terrible position. That's why you get crappy gifts, okay?
But guess what? I will say.
Happy Father's Day.
On top of that, here's your cherry. Put this on top of that poop and take that. But this is what I will say, man. A lot of times, the guys, we're not hard to shop for, and things are so simple. And the things are so simple that we can actually just go and pick it up. Like, that's a problem. Women, you have to put so much more thought into it. And
that's true. And there are a lot of other options.
Hints. Like, you don't got to look for hints with us. Like, we're just, in February, we'll just be like, hey, man, I wonder what it's like using one of those green eggs. He wants a green egg. And he really don't even want one. He's really just talking out loud.
It really is. And what's happening is what you should do, and this is what I have ended up doing, is I've got a notebook that's set up on my phone, Christmas ideas. And see, here's the other part for me.
So that you do it all year long?
My wife's birthday is also in December.
Oh, poor her.
No, poor Joe. And because because she has made a point to say, you cannot combine them.
You
so
can't.
I have to get one gift for the birthday, which is on December 8th. And then
nice hesitation there.
It's December 8th. And then the other one I have to, so I cannot buy for Christmas until I go ahead and get the birthday out of the way. Mm-hmm. So that's, I got to figure out, all right, is this good enough for a Christmas or should this be an opener, like a birthday? Just like we were talking about playing the JV yesterday. Is this the JV present or is this the varsity present?
True. Which is which? Well, guess what? At 4:15, we're going to help you. We have another giveaway.
Great.
Jimmy Buffett giveaway. That's
only one. It's only one today, though. So it's
there is only one. So we'll have that.
Dwindling down.
4:15, 4:20. Work Robinson is going to join us. And Slay, you helped to set this one up.
Mm-hmm. This is my guy, man. A former baseball player. Been a friend of the family. I remember Work when he was, here I go with this old stuff again. I remember Work when he was little, Duke, and they were coming to see me play. So shout out to his dad, mom, grandparents, everybody. Like, great friend of the family. So salute to Ward. I think call him Quint too, Quint Robinson. So we'll call him by his nickname because his dad is a prominent lawyer here in Nashville. So we don't want to get him.
Look, confused. I need to know this when I call. Which one do I call him?
Call him Quint.
Okay, making
that's
sure.
My guy Q. Or you can just call him Q. I'm gonna call him Q on there.
I already said Lexi. It's a Lexi.
See, and I never told you that.
No, you didn't. You said Lex.
All right, now
Q.
He finished.
How about
up.
Mr. Robinson?
Mr. Robinson's
there. We go.
Okay, and he's following baseball. He's a guy that's really
Omaha?
In tune. Yes, he is going to Omaha.
Yep. See?
So we can he follows him really well. Friends with some of the assistant coaches that played when he was there. So this is going to be good insight.
Yeah, that'll be some fun insight. Mm-hmm. Throughout the show too, by the way, because we're getting some responses on Twitter. Like Nick said, I get phenomenal gifts for Father's Day or any other holiday. Sounds like a lot of wives need to step their game up.
Oh,
well, some of us wives maybe need some help.
Amen.
Nick with a challenge?
Help a sister out. Tell me what you want. I think I did, like, the one that Slay, that I got Mr. Babs, that Slay ripped me for, that was one of three, and I think I nailed it on the other two. So we'll talk about that on Monday. But throughout the show, 615-737-1045, if you want to talk about your worst Father's Day gifts.
Or your best unused.
Or your best.
Yeah, how about that? Best unused.
So we or best ideas.
Hey, there you go.
For some of the ladies out there listening, because I'm sure there's plenty of us out there that haven't gotten those gifts.
You know what I would like to hear, too?
What?
I'd like to hear some women call in and tell us about the gifts that they got that they felt underappreciated. When
the
they gave them the
gift.
That
they bought for
that they got for their husbands or dads or father, whatever it is. And you felt like, during when you gave it to them, they were just looking at it like, all right, this
what
is going to basket.
World?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, this is going in the Goodwill basket in about 3 years.
Mm-hmm. This can happen when you go to dollar store and try to grab a little trinket and bring it in.
A trinket.
Is it trinket or trinket?
It's trinket.
Yeah, a little trinket.
I'm the one that's explaining when I can't say exclamation point or whatever it's called.
Joe Hunk struggled with the exclamation.
Yeah, but
exclamation.
I see, guess what?
There you go.
At least I'll ask. Is it a trinket or trinket? So trinkets. You buying little trinkets. Listen, y'all, don't bring no little trinkets into the house. I'm going to tell you that right now. For all the fathers all around the world, don't bring trinkets in the house. We want gifts.
Bless
Card,
y'all's
gift cards, money.
Hearts.
Yeah. And the funny thing, you give us money, we give it right back.
It's going back to you anyway.
How many holidays do we really have? The fathers.
Christmas, birthday, Father's Day.
That's it. Yeah. How many do women have?
Well, that's about it.
Valentine's Day.
You can add in Valentine's
Day. I don't celebrate Valentine's Day.
It's other days.
Like what?
Mother's
Birthday,
Day.
Christmas, Mother's,
Valentine's.
That's about it.
Valentine's. No, it's something else. Y'all will turn a holiday into a day.
Well, we, a lot of us.
Around any holiday.
I like to turn a birthday into a month sometimes.
And women get away with that. Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying.
But see, I don't want gifts the entire month. I just want, like, to not have to do the dishes. Or to not have to mop the floor.
You want a month off?
I always do the dishes. I hate doing the dishes.
I mean, not like it, but it's easy to do the dishes.
You always do
the dishes. I always do the dishes. And when we got the new house, I thought, yes, we got a dishwasher. I'm using this. And then my wife bought cookingware that has to be hand washed. And I about threw them out.
It'll last longer. It'll last longer.
Yeah, smart decision.
All right, we'll talk some sports here coming up after a quick break. I know college football playoff expansion is a big topic, and Bill Hancock spoke today, so we will chat about that. Also, interesting topic that's kind of running around COVID guidelines for the NFL that, you know, we're hearsay. It's kind of
tinkling in a bucket.
But Ron, you also brought this up because of what was going on with Chris Paul,
right.
And so some of these NFL guidelines seems pretty obvious that you don't have to get vaccinated, but man, we're gonna make your life really difficult if you don't. So you know, that's out there, and all of the players and coaches have been asked the last couple of days during these mandatory mini camps about their thoughts on vaccinations and everything. So we'll jump into some of those guidelines that are out there and the conversation surrounding them as well. And then, of course, we'll talk College Baseball World Series.
Without question.
Should be fun. That's all coming up on 3HL 104.5 The Zone.
Welcome back to 3HL. You are in the building with me, Ron Slay, Babs, Don Davenport, and Joe Hunk behind the glass. Happy Friday. We're diving straight into things today. Thanks for being with us. You know, you could be doing anything in the world, but here with us on this great Friday, probably on your way home from work, or getting ready for a great Father's Day weekend, or at the mall, trying to find something to get for your father.
There you go.
Yeah, but.
Or maybe some, maybe other companies have made Juneteenth a
holiday.
An actual holiday. Yeah. This is a new thing this year for our company.
Well, we came in, me and Babs came in here to grind.
That's right.
How about that now?
There's no holidays
for us.
Ain't
no holidays. We don't want no days off.
No.
For what?
No, we don't need that.
So.
Hard work.
Yeah. So you got the COVID Friday, situation. But. Yes, you were. Okay. I'll be off on the 25th, 28th. Yeah, but anyway, we got the COVID situation and protocol being placed going on in the NBA. Chris Paul, they make it to the Western Conference Finals. It came up a positive test, and he's been vaccinated. So it won't be as critical or as crucial for him to stay out the whole time. But with that taking place, if that happened in the NFL, COVID protocol is in place, and a guy has a sit out going into the first round of the playoffs, say it's the quarterback. I think this is the reason that these sports are taking the initiative to get people vaccinated in their sport and making it not making them do it, but recommending it. And if it's recommended, this is the reason they're recommending it. So you don't have a situation like Chris Paul going into the playoffs and you have to sit out 10 days. Even if you do have a negative test show up, you have to have two in a row. So some heavy guidelines you got to follow. What do you think about this whole situation with Chris Paul first, and then we'll talk about how it's going into football?
Well, first of all, I think, and you can agree or disagree with me here, it has been turned into such a political thing. Whereas it is... I think it's a personal choice. I mean, it's your body, right? Yep. There's arguments both ways. It is somebody's personal choice.
Correct.
You know, what to do or what not to do with their body, I guess. But and so then it's the question of, is that a personal question on if somebody is vaccinated or not? But we're seeing that it is a public question.
Right.
When you're dealing with what you're dealing with Chris Paul, because it affects the sport. And and it seems like I know the NFL, which we haven't, I guess, officially heard anything from the NFL as what they're requiring or if it's leave it up to the teams, right? But you do know that at this point, unvaccinated players do not have the freedom to move around the building, to work with others within the building. And this goes for staff members, too.
Right.
You do know that there are a lot more guidelines in place. Obviously, the report came out that if you are vaccinated in the NFL, you get tested, once a month or once a week or something.
Yep.
If you are not vaccinated,
you are
still getting that test every single day. Yep. So they're clearly making it to where your life is going to be easier as far as moving around if you are fully vaccinated. Mm-hmm. And honestly, that's pretty much our society as a whole is what you're seeing. So all of these coaches and players are being asked about it. You know, are you going to get vaccinated? Mm-hmm. Of course, there was, I think it was Blaine and Mickey's, one of their ding-dongs of the week, which was Montez Sweat and his response to it when he was asked about it. And then you had Roger Saffold, who, you know, gave an extremely intelligent and well-thought-out, you know, answer to that question as well. But everybody's been asked about it, and Mike Vrabel, too. Yesterday he was asked, you know, kind of how the Titans are doing with vaccinations and if it's a competitive advantage to have a certain number of players vaccinated for gathering purposes, obviously. And I think that's more of the conversation, right?
Yep.
There's the conversation because it makes it easier for you as a team, as a franchise to dive in.
Yep.
And get work done
without having to
worry about anything.
Yeah, and then you go back.
So is that really where the conversation is, the competitive advantage part of it?
I would think so. And then,
but Chris Paul's vaccinated.
He is vaccinated, but he still showed up with a positive test. So the problem being, I saw it when it – I can't say I can pinpoint it, but after their game clincher, his family was in the stands. And Chris Paul, after the game, before walking through the tunnel to go to the locker room, went into the stands and gave his mom a hug, gave his dad a hug, and then went about two seats over and gave his brother a hug and some dap. Mm-hmm. So it easily could have happened right then by going in the stands. So that right there, now you don't have that situation going on in football too many times, people going in stands, but you do have these guys out here with personal chefs and things of that nature, and family gatherings, and you don't know where these chefs are.
Are they vaccinated? Have they
exactly?
Right. Are they putting
so
you
can
at risk?
Easily get your food cooked or whatever. Have a family, a small gathering of about six or seven people. Come back to practice, and all of a sudden, boom.
Well, and the other side of the argument too is that if you are an athlete who is unvaccinated, who decided not to get the vaccination, then the other side of that argument is that you're putting your team and your players and that franchise in jeopardy. You know, that you're possibly bringing in a risk that will affect your team and your teammates. So you kind of have both sides of the spectrum.
Yeah, you do.
But it's such a slippery slope. And it's going to be interesting to see how the NFLPA deals with it as well. When Mike Vrabel was asked about it yesterday, Joe Honk, he's on the phone in there.
You know what? Before we get to Vrabel, I will say, man, it's tough knowing that you could jeopardize your team moving forward. Like, either you for the vaccination or not, I'm not even a guy that like to take the flu shot. I'm just going to say that. Like
I don't even like to take Tylenol.
You know what I mean?
I hate medicine.
And the reason being, like when I was overseas, we were playing. Yeah, without question. Like they would tell us, hey, man, take this shot. You know it's about to be flu season. And over in Europe, I know it's bad in the United States, but in Europe, trust me, it's to me, it felt like it was five times worse when flu season came around and getting cold because – you got to imagine, I'm in Italy, and the first thing they do when they greet you is
kiss
you cheek to cheek. So it's automatically.
I didn't even think about
that. Yeah, and you can't even hide from it. Like, even if you were, hey, my man, I'm cool. They still going to pull you in. Like,
So did you get it? Did you get the flu shot there?
I did one time, and I got extremely sick. Oh my gosh! Like, was down for 2 days, and after that, I said, "Nope, not no more." And so, going into the next couple of years, I never did it again, and I didn't get sick. I mean, I get a little common cold, but you can sweat that out. So.
Sweat it out.
Yeah, you know, I'm a grinder, baby. So, to each his own, man. I just would hate for that to be the situation, and we're getting ready to go into playoffs. And I'm not saying they should get the vaccination, but they got to take precaution off the field also. You know, you can't – just because it's getting normal around you.
Right.
You still got to kind of put yourself in a bubble amongst your team, and I think you're amongst your team, you're okay as long as people get tested.
Yeah, that's, and that we're not – we don't want this to be Joe Hunk's like, good Lord.
Yeah. But,
this is not turned into a political conversation.
Yeah, without question.
You know what station to go listen to if you want to talk politics, that's for sure. Hey, Joe, how's the phone lines in there?
It's going really well.
Yeah.
It really, really
You're
is.
Welcome. You're welcome, too, Joe.
We have presented both sides,
yes,
right?
I appreciate that.
Thank you. We presented both sides. Now, I will say this is what Mike Vrabel, a couple of things that he said about vaccinations and the conversation that's going through the league right now. For one, he was asked about players making those decisions about the vaccination. This is what he said.
No, Chris, I'm not going to comment on why someone may or may not make a personal decision. I know that that's going to get spun because it could ultimately affect the football team, but you know, we're going to respect their decision to do what's best and to continue to get the education that they need to make an informed decision. So I'm not going to be able to comment on why someone would or wouldn't get it.
Vrabel's out.
I mean,
he's like, I'm not going down that rabbit hole.
He's
I'm
smart.
Not doing that. You know, they will do what they have to do to protect the team, protect the franchise, protect the season.
Right.
Especially right now,
yeah.
When they feel like they have a roster where they can make some waves and make a move this season. So he did say that. Also, it was brought up about the new COVID-19 rules that are in place with the NFL. He talked about that as well.
Well, we can be gathered. You know what I mean? We can be gathered. It's just at what distance some of those players that aren't vaccinated, you know, are gathering with us. You know, the close quarantine, the close contact, you know, there's going to be some other things that go involved. I don't think that there's going to be an issue with whatever threshold that we get to about being able to coach, you know, and being able to function. But some of the other things as far as the close contact or the tracing, you know, we have to be responsible for, and, you know, making sure that we're tracking, you know, who's wearing their mask and, you know, all those things now that the NFL can fine you for. That's where I think the competitive advantage or disadvantage may come in. I don't think it's going to be about preparing. You know, it's just going to be, you know, some of those close contacts where guys may have to be out for 5 days if they're a close contact of someone that if they're not vaccinated.
Now that right there, that's spot on. So that's what you're saying when you're talking about the competitive advantage.
Yep.
That right there, like, not being able to be gathered, and we really have a real walkthrough outside of everyone being spaced out in the film room and things like that. That pays dividends. Yeah. Now my thing is, Babs, look, going forward, what about the teams that are like with the situation we had last year? We had to keep pushing the game back, and I think we ended up playing on a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
no,
who's
practice.
At fault? Yeah, no practice. Who's at fault with that? Like, if the Titans last year were fine, but wasn't it Baltimore that had to keep getting the game pushed back?
Well, the first time with the Steelers, it was the Titans.
Well, it was the Titans, yeah. Then, yeah, and that was wrong. Yeah, that was wrong because the Pittsburgh missed their bye week and everything.
And then Pittsburgh was not happy,
not at all.
Like the Titans had control over that. You know, like we all have control
Very
over this dang virus.
But
right?
See, I'm one to think that, man, that team should be punished somehow, some way, because if you're being that loose, I know you can't control it.
Well, now you're talking about now.
Now I'm talking about now moving forward.
Not back then.
Not
but
then.
Now
it was
moving
out of control.
Forward, you could probably probably make that argument because of vaccination.
We know
exists.
What's going exactly. We know
wouldn't
what's going
that
on.
Go against the NFLPA rules and the NFL or the NBAPA. Wouldn't that be where you could be the punishment thing? Like, I'm actually shocked that the NFLPA agreed to the rules that they now have, because when look, like Don, you know, what was the one thing that the college football players talked about the most when we got to the national championship? Thank God I don't have to get tested every day now. Because, I mean, it became old. That was the one thing they were happy about the most.
Yeah.
And the NFLPA actually agreed to this deal. That's the reason why that this is even in place.
But I also want to know, like, what the vaccination, what does it do? Are you how much are you unlikely to get a positive test? Like,
well, each vaccination is different,
too.
I mean, because the J&J, not that we really need to get into all
of this. Yeah, I don't want to, but I want to understand, like
we've already gotten the call asking the question.
How does Chris Ball get vaccinated?
Right.
And he going, like, Capers just said that
he pops a positive while he's vaccinated.
Yeah.
Yes. Just like the flu. Obviously, I got the flu shot when I was pregnant, right? So that was 2 years ago? Holy moly. 2 years ago, I still got the flu. I got the flu Titans Kansas City weekend and couldn't go. My doctor was like, you are really pregnant and you have the flu. You're not going.
Right.
I was distraught about it. They ended up losing that game. But but anyway, but supposedly, you know, it's not as bad.
Yeah.
I know that at least the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is like 70% effective. So it's not 100.
Right.
The other two are not 100, but the basically the point of the vaccine is if you do get it, it's not as serious.
Yeah, you can fight it.
Yes. Yeah, you have a better chance if you are one of those high risk people, especially you have a better chance of surviving it if you actually do get it, but it's not 100% you will not get it.
Right.
And a lot of shots
until we can eradicate it, right?
Yeah. That's what we've got. That's what one of the phone calls was about a minute ago, was how did Chris Paul get the shot?
Yes.
And then he still get COVID-19.
Right.
And the answer was because it's just like the flu, where the flu is like 85% effective or whatever. There's still that 15% chance that you can still get
it's
the flu.
It's still there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now the CDC does say that you can't pass it along if you're vaccinated.
Right.
If you do not test positive, kind of thing. So who knows? But but man, it's definitely going to be interesting to watch. This spring, I remember talking to one of the doctors at one of the colleges, and basically they were like, look, if I can get, 85% of my team and staff vaccinated, we're back to normal.
Right.
We're back to pre-COVID.
Right.
Meetings, travel, food, in the dining hall together, study hall together. He was like, my number's 85% and we're back to normal and we don't even worry about it.
And I totally get what Vrabel is saying right there with that competitive advantage. Because if you look at it, like, I think that was, to bring it back, I think that was the thing that was missing when you look at, I'm talking about basketball also, Tennessee basketball. Mm-hmm. That was something missing, that team camaraderie. And that's what he said we were missing. Is that you?
That was my phone. Put it on silent.
Please.
I know.
Thank you.
Dang.
You like that? You like why I'm mad on Friday? You like why I'm mad on Friday?
Oh. It is Trash Talk Friday, Disc Center in
Maya.
Franklin is bringing Trash Talk Friday, and Ron Slick just started.
Maya, I got you, Maya.
I was just going to say.
I got you, Maya.
I think we should go that direction.
Mayor will leave his ring on his phone sometimes. Yeah. And so if somebody comes to his door or his kids are outside playing basketball, it'll go off, and I let him have it. Put your phone on silent. Nobody wants to hear that.
And the funny thing about that is my ring, it just went off, and I it was on vibrate, and I just put it on silent, so. Yeah, when her
truth be told, I've had this brand new phone for over 2 years.
You're
it's not brand new. I've yet to turn the ringer on. never turned the ringer on. I don't know.
Man.
And it may be because I have the watch, and so the watch also will go off on my hand, so then I know what's going on.
Yeah.
See, that helps. Well, the only reason that my ringer is on, because I have had this problem since I had a baby, that I misplaced my phone and I can't find it.
Pregnancy brain.
And then Mr. Babs will try and call it, and I'm like, the ringer's not on, and so then I get yelled at, and it's one of those. So I have been keeping it. I missed a flight once because I couldn't find my phone.
Come on,
my wife left the phone on top of the car, and I had to use the Find My Phone app to trace her phone where it fell off the car after her niece left the house the other day. It was on the side of the road, and I literally just
did it survive?
It did, because we had a very good
Otterbox
case. Otterbox nice. Case.
Yes. Nice.
And I just throw my. Listen, I'm one of those guys that like to show off with my case. Like, right now, if you dare me, you wouldn't even have to dare me. I'd throw my phone across the room.
Wouldn't you have to dare you?
Yeah, I'd just throw it.
Don't even have to dare you. Just Tennessee get down by 3 runs on Sunday.
I'm just
saying that would be a cause.
Hey, Hunk. Hey, see, that's the wrong trash talk right there, brother.
No, I don't want it to happen.
Okay, it's
not
going to happen.
I don't want it to happen. I'm just saying, if it did, that would be a cause to throw the phone across the hall.
Okay, well, fine. Now, back to the point. Before
Don's
phone really started. Yeah, squirrel. The squirrel came in.
Come on back.
Hey, so, I think that's when you hear Vrabel talk about what they were getting accomplished in this mini camp about, no, we didn't do no skeet shooting. We didn't do no bowling, none of that stuff. Man, we didn't even have this last year. Right. Now that we got this, we can be together as a team. Man, let's push forward full steam ahead, 100 miles per hour, no looking back. So that right there is enough alone to say what was missed last year by COVID. So with COVID being in place and it's the numbers are dropping, which is great, we got to have this team together, man. And whatever has to be done, whether it be spacing out, whatever it is, whatever guidelines are in, man, it got to be done. We cannot squander this season because of something out of their control. Yeah. That even makes sense.
Do you think that there may be more injuries like there's been in the NBA or Major League Baseball because of the regular season that's happening after the COVID season?
Reason being, no, because I think the NFL got ahead of it and they were able to have a full season. I think the NBA not having a break, really, going like they've really been playing almost 2 years straight of basketball. You know,
Lakers
what I'm saying?
Only had like 2 months off, if that.
You know what I'm saying? And then those, you look at that, all those are soft tissue injuries. So that is muscles being tired. It's that simple. So I don't think we see that in football. And I think people, them not doing pads and kind of letting guys do their own thing. But I think that's why it was important to them to get their blueprint, their foundation in and saying, look, we letting y'all go. When y'all get back to camp, this is exactly how it's running. So don't if, ands, buts, shake your head, coach, man, I don't want to do. Let's do it. So,
going to be interesting to watch the NFL, too, this season because the Washington Post put out numbers on it. And I think this was a couple weeks ago. So who knows how much they've changed after all the protocols came out. And you had to you get a glimpse into what your life is like if you're not vaccinated in the NFL. But there are only 3 football teams that have more than 70 of their 90 players actually vaccinated. So only 3 teams across the entire league that have 70, at least right. 70.
How can they release that information?
I don't, what do you mean? Like, well, I mean, it's clearly it's teams finding out, asking, or if the vaccinated players are providing that information.
Oh, okay.
And everybody talks about HIPAA and all that, but I mean, you're also dealing with private, like, businesses, organizations. Yeah.
Well, that's where I wonder with the HIPAA stuff is will it get to a point where I can't say, Don, have you gotten it? Oh, you haven't? Okay, you've answered, so now you can't do this.
Right.
Because it's as odd we say it so many times for females, my body, my choice type stuff, is that's kind of what it is with this as well.
Right.
Will it get to that point where they're like, we can't ask them if they've had the test or not?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And so this is going to be fascinating to watch how it all shakes down. Yeah. Like I said, didn't want it to get all political, just talking about how it will absolutely affect our sports watching and our sports news cycle.
Right.
Even though I despise the question about how you feel about vaccinations to NFL players, but something we get to deal with. So 3:40 here on this Friday. We are back with more 3HL right after this. Stick around.
Welcome back to 3HL. It's me, Ron Slay, right here with Joe Hunk behind the glass. Don Davenport is in the building also. That was a long discussion about COVID and things of that nature. So let's get on a lighter note real quick. Hunk, I want to ask you a question.
Go for it.
The Madden 22 game cover.
Yeah. Now you're speaking my language. We can go I all know. Day.
Sorry, yeah, Don. See, we're talking about gamers right now. You got Pat Mahomes. It's been released. Who the two ghosts was. It was a goat and a baby coat come out the barn. And you got, what is his name? Peyton Hillis,
yeah, who played for the Browns and had the one good season.
And then just vanished off the face of the earth. But you got Pat Mahomes. You got Tom Brady. With them being on the cover, does this entice you to go buy the game?
Well, okay, first off, I was going to buy it anyway.
Yeah.
Look, I'm one of those guys. I'm buying the new Madden every single year.
Same.
I'm buying the new NBA 2K.
Same.
I'm actually surprised that they put Brady and Mahomes on the cover after both of them were just on the cover over the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that was why I wasn't thinking it would be Mahomes or Brady.
Right.
When I saw the goat and baby goat, I actually didn't. I thought of it just as two goats.
Yeah.
I thought that it would be Gronk and Brady since they both just won the Super Bowl.
It would have been dope.
So that's the reason why I didn't think they would go two players, two opposite teams that literally just played each other in the Super Bowl.
I did think they were going to go quarterbacks. I thought they were going to go, honestly, Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. Don't know why I thought didn't put Pat Mahomes in there, but Brady winning the Super Bowl, that automatically makes him a goat, and then winning a distinction like the MVP. I would think Aaron Rodgers would get in there. But I did hear some chatter amongst Titans fans talking about Derrick Henry and Emmitt Smith on the cover. Like, I would definitely want to see a Derrick Henry on there, but I wouldn't move to see him and Emmitt on there.
Well, I think the reason why you would do that would be the reason why they're talking about Mahomes being baby goat is just because he's already won one Super Bowl.
Right.
He's already won the MVP. He's already done so many things. Mm-hmm. And he's on a team, in all honesty, as much as we talk about how good the Titans are,
yeah,
the Chiefs are still the standard, especially with what they've done with the offensive line this offseason. So I could see now why they do those two. With Derrick, if it were to get to a time where Derrick is getting very close to Emmitt Smith's rushing record,
yep,
then I could see it with that. Because, look, as much as we love Derrick Henry here, he's had the 2,000-yard rushing season.
Yep.
He hasn't done anything on the records list yet, mm-hmm, that can put him in there. So the GOAT idea is that. Now, again, if you're talking about Julio, same thing. Even with him being a Titan now, Julio isn't there because of the fact that over the last two seasons, when he gets into the red zone, everybody double teams him and he's not getting the touchdown. So he's never going to touch Jerry Rice's records.
Right.
So that's why, as much as cool as I thought it would be to have either Derrick Henry or Julio on there, it makes the whole idea of the GOAT and baby GOAT and all this sort of stuff, okay, it's fun conversation. Look, if I'm a Titans fan, outside of maybe a couple seasons, that Madden curse is legit.
And that's where I was going to go next. Does that scare you any bit about if they put a Titan on there and all of a sudden you get injuries with that Madden curse? Look,
the Madden curse ruined Antonio Brown's career. He was nothing after that. Like, and obviously he has the domestic violence stuff and all this, which is the reason why he ended up being with the Bucks for the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But no, the Madden curse, outside of maybe one or two seasons, it is a legit thing. Because I even want to say that when Gronk was on the cover, he got hurt.
He got banged up.
He got banged up as well. So there's a lot of times with this, that whole Madden curse idea is actually a good thing that Derrick Henry and Julio are not on this cover on there. So I think that's almost like when I saw it, the Madden curse was the first thing that popped into my mind. Is that when both of these quarterbacks were on it last time, which Brady was on at 18, Mahomes was on in 20, they had great seasons that time.
Yeah.
They're one of the few exceptions when it comes to the Madden curse not affecting them, and now they're back on the cover.
Very true.
So now if I'm Kansas City, if I'm Tampa, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Because I can't even tell you who Kansas City's backup is, but I want to say that Tampa's backup quarterback was, God, he was the quarterback from Missouri. Like literally, I can't remember his name, but
that's not a good thing.
No, it's not a good thing. So the Madden curse is legit.
Yeah. And with that curse, like, I'm cool with that, but I will say AB did have a good season, but after that, he derailed his career.
Not even in just
a season. So, I mean,
I'm a digital guy, so I'm always going to buy the digital version.
Right.
So
right.
I don't have discs at all.
Right.
And so I always go digital. So whatever they throw on, I'm getting the game.
Real quick before we bail out, let me ask you this too. Since you're a gamer, you have the game. I stopped playing Madden probably about 6 or 7 years ago because of what EA Sports College college football meant.
Right.
Like, I was all in. Like, as a matter of fact, when they stopped making it, we still played the game, me and my friends.
I still have it.
2 years.
When I moved into my new house, there was one box, and we opened that box up. It's the last one that's in my office. Wow. It has my PS3 in it because I still have the NCAA football game.
See what I'm saying? Looking at the gameplay, is it okay for me to go back and start playing Madden, even though I haven't played it? Will I be able to pick it back up and be competitive? I'm not one of those players that's just want to play and have fun.
The biggest difference has happened over the course of the last 3 or 4 years, and it is the ability to make calls with your quarterback at the line of scrimmage, being able to adjust your offensive line. Because if you do not adjust your offensive line play, you're going to get popped. Yeah. And so what they have done is running backs run a lot smoother. Their cuts aren't as jerky and all that sort of stuff. But there was a point in time about 3 years ago when they started adding the offensive line play, you had the ability to actually call out who the blitzing player was, you could have your linebacker pick up that block.
Oh, that's dope.
Or your offensive lineman pick up that block. So that is the biggest thing that you'll need to learn if you pick it back up. Because I'm promising you, this thing's coming out August 20th.
Yeah.
I will have it August 20th.
I'm going to have to.
August 20th. I will bring it in the studio August 20th. If Blaine and Mickey still aren't back in studio, and we will play it before the show starts so that you can see it. And I promise you, this game looks amazing. On next-gen PS5, it looks amazing.
I'm with it, man. So you're right now, you're listening to 3HL. Let me give a shout-out to 3HL Zone TV people. What up, everybody, on Twitch, YouTube, Periscope, Facebook. Showing love to y'all, you guys. Cables, RJ, I see all y'all guys, man. Y'all keep shouting us out. Keep showing love. This is 3HL, and we'll be right back at the top of the hour.